What's up, podcast listeners? Tim here from The Grayscale. This episode of The Grayscale, Ray and I sit down and talk about mental health in sports and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, man, strap up because it's about to go down. Here we go.
It's all fair.
We need to move.
Oh, block the bikes.
Yeah, I'll try to block the bikes as best I can. Here, hang on.
let me
turn that. Well, there's, man, you should have.
Can we hear each other?
We could hear it earlier.
Oh, God.
What's up, good people?
We here. We big
it's
on this one.
Saturday, it's 5 o'clock. You can go over a little bit. So you're kind of in the middle of the screen. It's Saturday, it's 5 o'clock, which means it's time for the show. I'm Tim.
And I'm Ray. Welcome to The Grayscale, where it's bigger than black and white.
I actually thought you were going to say The Grayscale Podcast.
No.
I was going to correct you.
No.
Because we changed the format. I don't know if you guys have been paying any attention at all. But the name of the page now on Facebook is The Grayscale. Our Instagram got changed to The Grayscale Show. We decided as a group that the word podcast doesn't really apply to what we're doing because podcasts are specifically audio and this is a video.
This is a live video. This is really a video.
So, yeah, it really, really is. And so we're switching some things up. We're changing some things. We are going to start doing a show every other week.
Yes.
Instead of every week.
That way,
so not last week. If you weren't paying attention, we didn't do a show last week. We're doing this show, and then we won't do a show next week. We'll do a show the following week after that. And are we moving days back again?
After Labor Day.
So after September,
we'll go back to Fridays, good people. I know it was probably easy for a lot of people to get on Friday nights. Our viewership was up a little bit more, which the day change probably threw some people off. So we'll go back to Fridays after Labor Day. Just down here in the tourist town, it's difficult down here in the panhandle to get back and forth. So we'll go back to Friday so that we're able to get back in studio more often because we definitely won't be holding too many of these in this garage.
Trying to tell you.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, we both about to lose about 5 pounds. Fan out today. It's sweaty up in here. So
I sure hope so.
But yeah, that's the plan. And that gives us the ability to create more content throughout the week.
That's right.
So that we can go back and put videos
we're
up
be more
and give you more quality
on days that aren't Friday or
right
Saturday.
So we want to be able to give you more quality.
Maybe we'll both get busy back to doing
Revelations
10-minute shows
right. Yeah. On the off weeks, we can get back to doing Revelations. We just realized in starting,
we'll do some micro
it was overwhelming, and we were both getting into it and going
show
all the way in.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's going to be good.
We have a guest
on the show today.
So that'll be
Elijah
good.
Hey, baby.
Is here.
So what it do?
Elijah and her thumb.
God. All right.
One house of brothers. Hot out here.
It is hot. For show.
Okay, chill out.
She wants to be on the show.
So that's
She's
the plan.
She's going to be a star.
She's going to be a star. Every 2 weeks that we're going to go ahead and give you the show. So we won't have one next week, but like Tim said, the following week after that, we'll get busy again and give you guys some content throughout the week. So
yeah, for
that's
sure
the new format. So you got a couple. You got, wait, one more Saturday with us then? Because that'll be on the 21st.
And the next week will be the last week of August, and then the next week will be Labor Day.
So,
The week
after
will be
the 21st is the next
week.
We
actually won't have a show on Labor Day weekend. It'll be the next week that we
right
have a show.
And we will be back in studio on a Friday. Because we
that the show might have to be remote, too, by the
remote
way. We'll talk about
okay
it.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Because I might be in Orlando for that.
Oh, God. Look, he going back to Disney,
the
y'all.
15th, I think, is that day.
Where you going, Disney?
No, Universal.
Universal? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to try to ride the rides again.
Oh,
since
yeah
I was too fat to ride them last time.
Oh, Tim, you've been taking the shakes, baby?
I've been drinking. I was trying to do a 24-hour fast today.
Yeah.
But I had to break down. I ate a few bites of some chicken earlier,
hey,
man.
Look, okay. That's another announcement. I'm going to start my personal trainer certificate.
Oh, yeah. We weren't telling anybody.
I wasn't after Labor Day. But, you know, a lot of people don't eat, you know, or fast or,
yeah,
you know. But
Well, you gotta have fuel, man.
Yeah, the issue with that is you don't have fuel, and the body thinks that it needs to retain whatever it has, as opposed to eating little amounts, smaller amounts, I should say.
That's true, and also it's.
You can't shake. If you shake, you gotta go.
There is truth to intermittent fasting and fat burn.
Definitely.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I haven't been eating. I've been doing what's called 18-6 intermittent fasting. So you don't eat for 18 hours of the day, and you eat for 6 hours of the day. So you can eat all three of your meals. You just eat them within that 6 hour period, right? So you can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You just eat them at, let's say,
9, 11, and 1.
Right, or whatever, right? Yeah, 9, 11, and 1, or whatever the case is.
That's tough. That's like Ramadan.
9, 11, and 2, or something. Whatever.
Ramadan, you can't eat after the sun go down.
Right. So I've been...
He didn't tell us he was going Muslim, y'all.
I've been basically been skipping breakfast, eating lunch, snacking, eating dinner at like 6, and then not eating again until the next noon, right? Because the sleep counts, like the time you're asleep counts as fasting, because that's technically what you're doing. Anyway, that's what I've been doing, and it's working out pretty good. But when I start, I've done this before, and when I get to a point where I am comfortable fasting, I'll try to like go a whole day.
Yeah.
Right? And then eventually go like the weekend, right? Like not eat Saturday and Sunday, and then eat again on Monday morning.
And that's tough, B.
It is tough.
I love food. I know you love food. That's tough, B.
But it's kind of plays into the conversation for the day of mental health, right? It's a mental game.
No more.
So it's a mental game of can I do it, right? Like,
yeah.
Because your body doesn't need food every 4 hours.
No, I mean,
you just want food every 4 hours, right? So like it's a mental game of am I addicted to the food and that's why I need to eat every 4 hours, or does my body really need fuel right now?
Right.
Have I been burning so many calories these last few hours that I need to eat again? Probably not. Right? Especially a bigger guy like myself that has stores, like you mentioned, right? I have stored food, stored calories. I don't need to eat all the time.
And that's where the water comes into play.
Yeah, you have to drink water.
Because it gives you a full filling. Yeah, you have to drink water. It kind of takes the mind off of, I need to eat. My stomach's feeling empty.
Yeah, you have to drink water. But anyway, that's what I've been trying to do.
We got
to
do our show.
I've been doing some walking. Been doing a little bit of
exercise
that kind of stuff,
important,
man.
You can't get there without exercise, bro.
I'm trying to tell you.
Swinging
my kettlebell a little bit.
Yeah, it's not just for the body.
53-pound kettlebell that I like to swing.
Yeah, it's for the mind. It's for it all, man. It's for everything. So, but good job.
I don't know if you guys
did see you fresh up there. I was like,
got the whatever they call this thing. The fade, baby.
That's high and tight. I need to go get a haircut. Oh.
The hard part right here, whatever they call that.
That's the, what you got, a lining?
Yeah.
A little lining.
I got to get it. Where you go? I got to get touched up already because it's getting long again already. It's been a week.
Where'd you go?
I just went to Great Clips, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's out of Freeport?
They have one in Freeport. There's one in Santa Rosa Beach. This one I went to was in Destin.
Yeah.
I had a coupon. Was kind of funny. So I had a coupon that I found that they sent me online. Like it showed up in my Instagram feed or something. It was for $8.99. I was like, I need a haircut anyway, right? So I go there and I get the haircut, and then I showed her the coupon first, and she like wrote down the number and everything. And she goes, it's not taking the coupon. She's like, the best I can do is give you is $9.99, because like, you know.
For a haircut?
Yeah.
Damn.
What?
Excuse my language.
You pay a lot?
Man.
I'm trying to tell you.
Haircuts ain't cheap, bro.
They don't, like, to be fair, like, Great Clips is great because they're fast. You can check in online. And so when you walk in, you're the next person up, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, so that's kind of nice. All that kind of stuff. You don't set an appointment and all that crap. But they're not looked at as, like, a barber shop or a beauty salon, right? It's like basic haircuts. You know what I mean? They're turning and burning, kind of.
Yeah.
It's the fast food of...
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
the Applebee's
Hit
of haircuts.
Hit you with the flow,
right?
B, and you
yeah.
gotta go, B.
Yeah, 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 exactly. It's the Applebee's of haircuts.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes they have really talented hairdressers and stuff that work there. It's just that that's not always going to be the case. You know what I mean? It's kind of an entry level for a lot of people. Like, it's the first place you can go because I think they work by the hour, not necessarily by the, you know, the job. They get tips and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? Not, I'm not trying to knock people that work at Great Clips by any means. I've never had a problem at Great, except for one time, and it was actually a friend of mine who had like just
never gotten, say never.
She had just gotten out of school, and I let her cut my hair, and she jacked it all up. And I know it was just nerves because I was probably like the first person that she knew that she cut. You know what I mean? Like in the professional setting, and so it was kind of one of those things. But it got fixed, so it wasn't a big deal. But
Got to be more careful. Hey, but, can't let any old body play in your hair, Tim.
Well, this is why I tell them when I go to get my hair cut.
This is an important part of the temple.
I'm like, look, worst case scenario, you mess up and we just buzz it all off and I start over.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be the first time I've cut my hair down to nothing. You know what I mean? So it's not a big deal to me. Plus, I wear a hat most of the time. I'm like, you literally can't mess up. And they're like, well, I'm not going to mess up anyway. And I'm like, I understand that you don't want to mess up.
Sometimes.
But it could happen. And I'm not going to like yell at you if you don't, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I told the lady when she said she could only do the coupon for $9.99 because that's like a way that they have in the system to mark it down to $9.99. I was like, I was going to buy the haircut anyway. So even if you couldn't have done that, like, I only used the coupon because I found it. Like, I needed a haircut either way. I was willing to pay full price.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't a big deal to me that the thing didn't work, but it was just kind of funny. I thought about it afterwards. I was like, you know, a lot of people probably would have put up a fight about that coupon situation.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like,
hey, look,
getting the haircut anyway. Woo! You know what I mean? It's
I've like seen
no
some
big
people
deal.
Get ruthless in the retail stores on the coupons. It's crazy out here, man. People
it's
need
like,
to
if
have
you need
more
milk,
patience.
Man. You got to buy milk. Like, it doesn't matter if your coupon doesn't work or whatever. Like, you was gonna buy the milk anyway.
Man,
you
know? the world is it's a lot of good people out here, but sometimes you see some stuff and it's just like despair. Like, just relax out here, folks. Please relax, relax. Yeah. It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be okay.
So in other news, man, we're about to get into some sports talk here.
Woo, sports talk radio.
My sports people at Sports Talk Radio, baby. I know the Olympics is about to wrap up.
Yeah.
U.S. men's basketball won a gold medal.
Did they beat France? I didn't get to watch the game.
They beat France by 5 points. They wrapped that thing up. KD went on a expletive rant about how people were doubting the U.S. basketball team and put your doubts back in your pockets and F this, F that.
Well, you know,
ooh.
I mean, I get that because, like, they're supposed to win, right? Like, you know,
especially
from the U.S. Like, I don't know that there's a lot of other countries whose basketball teams show up and the country's like, yep, our country's going to win this time. You know what I mean? Like, the U.S. is like, we're going to win. You know what I mean? But France had already beat them once.
Right.
So, any given Sunday, right? Like, you know,
it could happen.
It could happen.
Let your guard down, it could happen.
So, it's cool that they pulled it out, though.
So, that happened.
My Mets are on a slump.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got a few of our Cubs players.
We're out of the lead.
Who did y'all get over there from the Cubs?
Javi Baez. Yeah.
Yankees.
He already hit a homer, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole rest of the team went to the Yankees.
Yeah.
The whole rest of the Cubs
team. All of them.
They were like, oh, yeah, we're all Yankees now.
Like, yikes. So,
that was scary.
Cubs got rid of everybody. But
we're in a real rebuilding season.
Yeah. So the Olympics getting ready to wrap up here soon. America, I believe, is leading in gold medal gifts.
Oh, yeah.
America, you know, swimming, all that good stuff.
I saw we pulled some swimming, yeah.
The Jamaicans just ran the field on track as far as all the speed track
that
events.
That makes sense.
I mean, the Jamaican
they
women just kind of ran the board on that thing.
That's how the Jamaican bobsled team came to be.
Yeah. It's funny because I saw a meme that said, how come Jamaican women so fast on the track but slow in the kitchen? Look, I didn't say it was a meme, but I'm like, oh,
they're
because
they cooking good.
Yeah, they cooking good.
Food takes time, bro.
Slow cook that thing, you know?
Good food takes time.
So that's coming up.
You said, but slow in the kitchen.
You
got to
slow cook that thing. We're going to talk about Simone Biles. As well as Naomi Osaka. In the meantime, my week, getting involved with youth football coaches. Clap it up.
They already working on his mental health too.
Hey, working on my for real. Look at him.
Since this is about mental health in sports, woo! Ray has some stories he can tell, but I ain't gonna tell him.
I got some stories I can tell, but I just wanna say, man, kids, if you out there or parents, adults, if you're out there involved in youth sports, definitely remember and understand that it's all about the kids. This is bigger than us. This is about the future. This is about building, you know, teaching unity and community. This is all about the kids. So anyway, I got my USA football coaching certificate to coach youth football.
Is this like a test, like a course you had to watch?
Yeah, you've got to take some. You had to watch some modules. It was, man, like 15, 20 modules or whatever it was. Then after every segment, there's three different sections that you have to take a quiz on. So blocking, tackling, gear fitting properly. You have to take an anti-abuse module, which is really good. Yeah. So for all the parents out there, if you have kids in youth sports, I paid the $30 to get, like, you know, all the modules that you were necessary. $30. It'll give you a certification. Even if you're not trying to coach, I think it's important that
that's
you
what
watch.
That's what I was about to ask you.
That you watch. Now, there's some free ones that you don't have to pay for. And there's all, like, on parent coaching relationships, how to build those. So there's some free ones on there that you don't have to pay for, but you just sign up. Make you a profile on USAFootballCoaching.com, and you can get some modules that you can watch, so that even if your kid is out there practicing, you don't have to get involved in practice, but you at least know what the person is supposed to be doing that's in charge.
Yeah,
it's a very tough sport. The liability is high. You know, you paid your money, $100, $200, $300, all this money for your kid to play. What's an extra $30 to make sure that they stay safe?
That's right, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'd pay that $30 before I pay for anything else. And it's good to have a basic understanding of how everything works, and it just gets you involved with your children. This is a very important time in their life. Like I was telling the kids the other day, you know, I have memories from when I started youth football that I carry today. I actually messaged my old 7th, 8th grade coach the other night, letting them know that, hey, I started coaching youth football. I thought about you. Love you, coach.
That's cool.
You know, send him a picture of my jersey I still have hanging in the closet. And, you know, he messaged back like, man, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're doing it. Love you as well. And gave me the mantra that we used to abide by when we played, which was RIP. Gave a new meaning to RIP, which was respect, integrity, and pride.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we want to respect ourselves, respect our opponents, have integrity in everything that we do. You know, with doing the right thing when no one's looking, and have pride in everything that we do. Mm-hmm. Be happy. Take some joy and some pride in the accomplishments and tasks that are handed to you. Make sure you do them to the best of your ability. So RIP was our saying. I'm going to try to implement that with our team as well, because I feel like it was good for all of us young boys.
It worked back then, it works now.
You know, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
The map to success has been drawn for years, man.
Just improved upon.
All you got to do is follow it, bro.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know. So that was pretty cool. My mom was on the phone with my mom. She actually reached out to my first coach and spoke with him about it. So I'm going to have to get his number. And, you know, like I told him, I could always use some pointers. So it's going to be exciting. I'm excited. Dre's playing.
You should be.
It's
I think
a
that's
good
cool.
time. It's really cool. And it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, we were talking about this before the show in terms of role models and things like that. But when you go into being like, you know, I'm just a regular guy. I like to fancy myself a superstar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
you're not regular.
But yeah, I ain't regular. Not regular, regular. But, you know, doing my day to day things. And when we were talking about role models, but when you're put in a position of being somebody's authority figure in a certain setting, whether it be a teacher at school, you know, a police officer, firefighter, or a coach at a football game, basketball game, or whatever, we send our kids out of the household all the same.
Yeah.
Hey, when you go to practice, listen to your coaches. Hey, when you go to school, listen to your teachers. Hey, the doctor told you to do what? Hey,
right.
All these people are in positions of authority and more or less role models.
That's right.
For our children. So what they see these people in authority doing, they are 9 times out of 10 gonna emulate. You know, so you can't teach kids how to be honorable if you're not an honorable person yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't teach a kid about integrity and respect if they see disrespect taking place in the household. You know what I mean? So it's really encompasses your whole life as far as I'm concerned. And again, it's in essence, it is a choice. Because when you choose to reach, to be in certain positions, you are then thus choosing everything that comes with being in that position. So you may not fully understood everything that came with that position, but when you said, I want to do this, there's some things that come with this position that you may not be aware of, but inadvertently you are choosing to be just that. Because there's that's what we talked about before the show,
like, you know, an athlete or a musician or whatever is by default, they are role models because, like you said, like, people look up to them. If you enjoy this type of music and this band is your favorite band and you might also aspire to be a musician, then you're going to look up to that, that musician.
It's
as
why people have a problem with Kanye, but go ahead. You're going to look up to that musician.
Correct.
Sorry.
But what I was trying to bring about earlier, and I'm going to reiterate it now that we're live, is that the musician didn't get to choose that.
Not directly.
They don't know which kid is going to look up to them. They don't know if any kid is going to look up to them. They don't know if, you know, if Dre started watching, started liking a musician or whatever, and that person was a bad influence on Dre, even though you know that there's plenty of musicians out there that are bad influences on kids, right? It's your job as the parent to say, that's not the kind of person that you need to look up to. It's not that person's job to change their life because they got famous.
No.
It's their, you know, it's not, they might should do that because they got famous. We want them to do that because they got famous and now they have influence over others.
But what do you mean by changing their life, though?
If so-and-so grows up a drug dealer and starts making music about dealing drugs, and we'll take a T.I., for example. Now, eventually, T.I. kind of cleaned up his game, but his music was about what he lived. There were kids that listened to his music that went down that same path. That was no fault of his necessarily. They looked up to him as a role model. He didn't choose them to look up to him as a role model. He was out there trying to get his bread and get out of the hood, and he was doing it by whatever means necessary. Because he got famous, now he's expected by the parents or whatever to automatically become some sort of role model for their kids, and that's just ludicrous to me.
Well, again, I go back to the Bible verse, to whom much is given, much is tested and expected. So, ludicrous in a sense, like he's led all of these people out. Not led out, but he's gotten out because he's good with words and able to explain the struggle of what people are facing in his area of living, right? So now automatically, now that he's got money and he has the things that these people wish to have, mm-hmm. wish to obtain, he becomes a looked at figure and somebody that's looked at for people to question, okay, how did you get there? How did you do it? What are you going about doing, right? So yes, once he started to get the money to get out of his situation, but once he got the money and started traveling and doing and seeing things and seeing different things, it goes back to the saying, once you know better, you should do better, right? So he started out knowing only so much. Mm-hmm. God gave him the talent that allowed him to reveal much more. Mm-hmm. Now he knows better. Now, if he decides in knowing better that even though I know better, I will continue to deceive the people below me.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah. And those people lose. Eventually, they lose, or the generation following them loses.
Yeah.
It happens. God always corrects. It doesn't necessarily happen to the person doing, but that generation eventually...
People following, I got you.
...follows and crumbles, right? Mm-hmm. It takes time, all in God's time, right? So when you know better, you do better, right?
Dang, about here, buddy.
So, baby, we're doing a show and you're going to have to go chill, all right? No, one... You're gonna have to go chill because you're not sitting still. Sit still. So once you know better, you do better. And you have a choice at that point. Once right. you get it, you have a choice, right? And there's certain things, like I always tell people, when you live in a realm, you have to live according to that realm. So when I say that, I say, if you live in the realm of, okay, I'm married, I'm a married couple, we do what married couples do, you need to be in a committed, faithful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you come in the game saying, I'm single, I do this, well, there's a realm for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Play by the rules of your realm. And when I say you need to be a role model, when you achieve in the realm and become, say, in management at a regular job, you're in a realm where people expect you to act a certain way when you're moved into higher positions that everyday common men have to do. You need to act accordingly to the position you hold in that realm. Now, when you start going wayward of what is expected in that realm, you will lose what you have in that realm. Now, you can go get it back, but you're going to do that shit somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It is a spiritual thing.
That's a tangible thing, though. If you're at a job and the job expects X of you and you do Y, then they're going to... either knock you down a peg,
yeah,
or that's a thing where
that's like, life,
yeah, but that's not the same thing as and like an athlete being expected to change.
Sure it is, because no. if an athlete and he's modeled himself in that marriage realm and he goes out, say LeBron James, take the biggest one, and he goes out and steps out on his wife, how much money you think LeBron gonna lose? He's modeled as this. Right?
Well, yeah,
he's married his high school sweetheart.
If his wife leaves him, she's taking half.
Well, not just that, so, but the endorsement deals for being the model guy. When players get caught for domestic violence, happens to them?
I don't think most of I agree with what you're saying, but I don't think most of LeBron's deals, I don't know, it's hard to say because you could be right. If he did mess up, Then
LeBron
could get
hit
dropped.
His wife,
but you also have
and got caught for domestic violence.
Yeah,
what do you think would happen to LeBron James?
I mean, Chris Brown still makes music.
Look, we ain't talking. Look,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, so there are scenarios.
Chris Brown ain't married.
Well,
he ain't living in the married realm. If LeBron
he still
James
put a whooping on somebody,
if
though.
LeBron James put his hands on his wife. What do you think is going to happen?
If we found out that LeBron James put his hands
exactly.
on
what you think going to happen?
What are you doing?
To LeBron James. You see what I'm saying,
yeah.
though? Like, he is in a position where he has to respect the realm.
I got
right?
you.
He didn't, look, LeBron didn't ask. He was out there high school balling. He's a big overgrown child. You understand?
Yeah.
But people were like, look, you could be this. Now, they can't tell you everything that comes with it because they don't necessarily know.
They can tell you.
You're going to have a lot of eyes on you. You see how it was with Michael Jordan, Space Jam, all that. That's going to be you.
Yeah.
You have to be groomed for something like that. Like, again, going out to be the best at something. You're not saying I'm going out to try my hardest so I could be a role model. But the kids that want to try the hardest and be the best are looking at you now. And if something bad comes out about you, inevitably, it affects them because they're striving to be as good as you in the sport in which they choose to play
right.
or the movie they
I
choose
guess
to
me,
act in or whatever.
To me, there's a... Like, I tend to get hung up on certain things when I'm talking about stuff. And I keep thinking back to, like... a hood kid that gets famous. LeBron wasn't a hood kid that got famous playing basketball. He was already a good kid. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he grew up in
Akron. I'm not saying he's not from the hood. Yeah. I'm saying he's not a hood kid.
Right, right. That's different levels.
He wasn't out gangbanging.
Right.
And then became famous, and we expected him to stop gangbanging. Right. He's not Richard Sherman, who was an asshole beforehand.
Well, being,
and then got famous, and now we expect him to not be
right,
that on the field. That's what he was before he got
Richard
drafted.
Sherman went to Stanford.
But I'm
Richard
just saying,
Sherman,
like,
was definitely not from the hood.
But being from the, we knew how Richard Sherman played football.
Yeah.
Before he got drafted, right? Like Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil got caught smoking weed through the gas mask thing, right? Like, we knew who Laramie Tunsil was before he got drafted.
Some people, yeah.
So, how did you expect him to change? Did you expect people No, I don't.
We expect
you
to evolve. Yeah, you evolve.
Of course.
How can you not expect that from somebody else?
Because not everyone does.
Then they should get on about their business and
get
out the way.
They're doing their business.
They get removed.
They might get removed.
They get removed.
That's fine. But they're not expected, in my opinion.
Yes, they are.
In my opinion.
Tim, the NFL expects people to be involved in their community, and every other league in sports expects the players to be involved in the community. The organization expects you to be involved in the community because they're making money off of that community.
No,
they have no choice. It is inevitable, and every kid that grows up in the hood is a hood kid. To be in the street selling drugs, that's a different level. Now you are, but you a gangster or a street. There's like a street dude. A gangster, then a hood dude. It's like, okay, you a hood dude, you from the hood, but you weren't in the streets.
Right.
Now you a street in.
I'm not saying you didn't grow up
But one of the rappers guys explained the difference between hood dude, street dude, gangster dude, whatever dude, growing up. And you're right. LeBron wasn't a street dude.
Right.
But he grew up in the hood,
in a lower class area, lower income area. He just didn't.
He wasn't in the streets.
Right.
So, and not to say, and being in the hood, any streets, you could be out
so
in the suburbs.
So we didn't expect LeBron to change. LeBron was always all right. He was always all
right. Right. No.
So like LeBron was already a role model. He's been with his high school girlfriend his whole life.
But there's evolutions to life when you get married.
He's changed,
become
I'm sure.
a grown man. You have, and then when you have children, that's a whole nut. That those are different evolutions of life that you have to grow with. Like, you can't be the same goofy, even though you faithful and all that, you can't be the same goofy kid you were at 18. You can still have fun. Don't get me wrong.
Right, I know what you mean.
But you have to have something stoic about you. He's had to grow and change, because think about it. People talk about this all the time. If there was internet around when Michael Jordan was at his gambling heights.
Oh, who knows
heights,
what we know. Yeah.
Like, they used to interview Michael Jordan on NBC about his gambling, acting like he had a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, when you're in that position, everything you do is scrutinized.
I think the difference that I'm seeing, because Stevie's talking about jobs now, too. Sarah said, most jobs expect you to behave a certain way after you're hired, even after hours, as you now represent their brand name, company, etc. I wouldn't expect the NFL or any other large organization to be different. And I don't either.
Yes.
What my problem is, and this is where we got off course earlier, my problem isn't with the organization expecting you to change. My problem is with the other people out here in the world expecting
no,
you to change.
No, but this is what they live
I
for,
I don't
though,
expect
Tim.
People to change just because they got famous. They probably should have changed. I don't expect those people to flip a switch and say, I'm now a role model for Tim's kids. I don't expect them to do that. I expect me, Tim, to say, kids, this person's not your role model.
No.
That's where I come from. I don't think... Now,
that's
tough
because not everybody has a mom and dad in the house.
I understand that. If the NFL says that Ricky Williams can't play ball because he smokes too much weed, then that's their decision to make.
Right.
Now, does that mean that so-and-so in Texas that grew up down the road from where Ricky Williams grew up, isn't going to look at Ricky Williams as a role model? No, right. It doesn't mean that. But it's up to somebody to say, Ricky Williams might not be the best role model for you.
Well,
you right. see what I'm saying?
Yes. And Sarah just made a good point that she'll be a balance, and she's right. Because when you watch sports, obviously you watching it to see who's doing well and you want to cheer them on. You're taught to cheer for the winning team, right?
And that's, in my opinion, so, right. in sports, that's all I... Well, that's fine. I don't care what you do outside of that.
But that, as a kid growing up, like, that's who you've grown to like, right? You like this player, so now you start getting interested in other things that they do in life, especially in this day and age with the internet, right?
Yeah. And that's part of the
like
problem,
when I was growing up, it was Sports opinion. Illustrated.
Yeah.
Like, I want to read the Sports Illustrated or, you know, and see what was going on. And they, you know, have this. Or I watch Inside Edition and stuff like that because...
This is going to be a great segue.
Well, you know how you see them playing on the court, but you want to know what.
And that's all I care about.
No, but how everyday life is, because that helps you understand how they get there and how they operate through all the madness, and kind of, you know, gives you some insight and keeps fair play. Because if not, then all these superstars are just only responsible for showing you their lifestyle and keeping the secrets all within their own walls.
In my opinion, and this is strictly just my opinion, and I know that no one's going to agree with me because of the two people I've spoken to about this recently, neither of them agree with me. I don't care what Michael Jordan did out off that basketball court. I don't care what LeBron does off the basketball court. If him and his wife get into an argument and he hits her, that's between him, her, and the court system. Has nothing to do with me.
As an adult. But for a kid who doesn't understand...
It should not even be on the kid's radar. It shouldn't even be on their radar what LeBron does off the court. The only thing that kid should even have access to is watching LeBron play basketball.
In this day and age,
I understand the day and age. I'm not saying
back when we were growing up, was possible.
Hold on, slow down. I'm not saying that it's possible. I'm saying that that's what should be true.
You're saying that nobody should report on it.
It's not possible for that to happen.
You're saying that if somebody's a dirtbag, making all this money, you're saying if somebody's
nobody's business.
You're saying if somebody's a complete fucking dirtbag. And he's making millions of dollars, and he beats on his wife. So even if he's not an athlete, but he's a cop. No. Say he's the chief of police.
No. Let's stick with athlete, because we're talking about athlete. Let's stick with athlete.
You're saying that somebody making all this money.
Yep. Let's not switch
stories. And then he's
stories.
A terrible person, right? He's gotten all his money. He's let power go to his head. Yep. And he's beating on his wife, but he can go out there and play basketball every week.
No, he can't. You want to know why? You already told me that the NBA is going to fire him.
Right. So.
So he can't go play basketball. So now, which means now he's not in front of my kid anymore.
But how do you explain to your kid that he can't see his favorite player anymore?
He doesn't play for that. He doesn't play anymore. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because I don't know. Because I don't have the information.
Tim, you cannot. Tim.
And actually, in fact, hold on.
You're just going to tell your kid that the player disappeared.
Never mind. Don't hold on then. Okay. No, let me backtrack a second. Actually, it would be public record. The NBA would say LeBron James doesn't work here anymore because he went to court. His wife took him to court because he was beating her. And now he doesn't play basketball here anymore. So I would know. The NBA would make a statement
and
about that.
What are you going to tell your kid that's grown up idolizing this
player? I'm going to tell him that person's not someone that you should look up to anymore because they did this bad thing.
And thus teaching them that people aren't worthy of second chances, right?
If he gets a second chance, he gets a second chance. That's not up to me.
Yikes. Tim, do you hear yourself?
Yeah, I do. Like, I do hear myself. Like, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve a second chance.
Are you thinking about the overall makeup of the masses? Or are you just worried about how Tim feels?
I'm not. Well, I can only worry about how Tim feels. I can't worry about how everybody else feels.
Sure,
I don't have time
can.
For that. I don't have the mental capacity for that.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Jesus did.
Jesus was more than man.
You should strive to be Jesus-like.
But you can't be Jesus.
Sure, you can be, but you can be like.
You can't even be like Jesus. You can't even become close to as perfect as Jesus was. You can't do it.
You can strive.
You can try. But you can't make that. You can't make that goal. Like,
then
it's
why
impossible.
Go to church?
I don't go to church to go be like Jesus. Jesus didn't go to church.
You're going there for something. You're going there for something, right?
I go there to be around other people that want to be like Jesus.
So you can be like.
So that has nothing to do with sports.
It does. It very much so does. Because everything has to do with God.
So are we going to talk about God or are we going to talk about sports?
We are talking about sports. But you can't incorporate life lessons without incorporating God because it doesn't work.
So
God gave them
then
ability, right?
Then, okay, then let me say
you agree,
this.
Right?
Yeah.
When you get down and say, thank you, God, for my blessings and my talent.
Yep.
Do you not agree that these players should do the same?
Absolutely.
That they
I don't agree that they should. I agree that if they believe in God they have that relationship with God, then they will by default.
Do you believe that their talents are God-given?
Yes.
Along with a little extra hard work?
Yes. Probably a lot, but still, yes.
Okay.
Because God can give you the talent, but if you don't use it, you're not going to get to the NBA.
You believe it came from God,
yes,
though, right?
Correct.
Does God have a set of rules that people should live by when they're given something?
Yes.
Should those guys not follow those rules if their talents came from God?
If they want to.
And if they don't follow those rules, should God do to them?
Then they're going to get taken. I agree with you.
All right.
We've talked about it.
You cannot talk about the responsibility of an athlete without talking about God.
If they do the bad thing, then the NBA is going to get rid of them. We've said that already.
Yes.
And that's going to be because God said you can't do that.
And
I get it.
And for the balance of life, sports is necessary. You know why? The entire South Africa was liberated through soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Through sport.
Yeah. What's that have to do with Simone Biles?
We're going to talk about that too. Because that got a lot to do with Simone Biles.
My point is that to me, we're talking about mental health in sports.
Yes.
And to me, personally, and I think probably to a lot of people, I think if you asked some psychiatrists about this, some would probably agree with me. The amount of mental energy that we put into how other people are living their lives, instead of worrying about the thing that we can control, which is our life and how we interact with the people around us, is astronomically ridiculous. It's crazy. It's crazy that we put so much of our energy into what Simone Biles did at the Olympics when we have no context whatsoever about what's going on inside of her head. We don't know what the mental issues are that she's dealing with. We know of some physical issues that she's dealing with because we know that she was part of this scandal with the coach that was involved with molestation or whatever. We know that's got a mental issue with people. We know that. We know that the Olympic Committee, the judges literally said they weren't judging her as like up to par. They were not judging her to her full potential and giving her lower scores because they didn't want other girls to think that that's what you had to do to win, which is, again, absurd. If that's the bar that's being set, then that's the bar. Like, right. You know what I mean? So we know all these things, and all of those things add up to something that made her decide she doesn't want to play this game anymore.
Right.
And now we're asking, why doesn't she want to play anymore? She should play. But we already know these things that could break the back of the camel. We know it.
But, which we discussed earlier, and I heard everything you said, which we discussed earlier, sometimes our champions are compromised. And I say actually recently, there was a story that just came out, an ex-hockey wife, went and reported that her husband was throwing hockey games for gambling, right?
Mm-hmm. Pete Rose style.
So Pete Rose style, right? So we know that
this is interesting.
So we know that our championship athletes can be compromised.
Of course.
And or
everyone
choose a different course in order to capitalize in the capitalistic system off of their own situation, mm-hmm. right? So what you just said, Simone Biles left an open-ended situation. we have, like you said, we have no right to know what mentally is going on with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though she has an obligation to the American team.
To the team,
to
maybe.
Perform.
You know what?
Now, she's not performing, but she's not telling us completely why, right? So, in a spirit of reasonable doubt, I propose to you, well, what if Simone thought that that Lee girl was already better than or good enough to be her, not better than her?
She doesn't think that.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
You don't even know what her mental issue is, right?
You want to know why? I don't want to
know why, Tim.
Okay.
Because you can't say she don't think that if she won't even tell you what her mental issue is.
I'll tell you why I don't think she thinks
that. How you going to speculate on one thing but not speculate on another?
I'll tell you why I don't think she thinks that.
Why?
Because she's been told by the Olympic judges that she's the best one there, and they're not scoring her properly.
Okay.
Which means she's better than the other girl.
Did the judges report that?
They literally said that.
Okay. So.
She knows she's the best athlete on the court.
So.
But default, like, she knows that.
Right. According to words, right? Right.
According to the people that make the decision, and that's she's the best athlete on the court.
I haven't seen any report of the judges claiming that, so I'd have to look that up myself.
Yeah. The judges said that they aren't judging her properly because
that I find that hard to believe that they would admit that.
They admitted it. They said it. They said we're not giving her the scores that she deserves. Not in these words. We're not giving her the scores that she deserves because she's doing things that other girls can't do.
Like that compromises the entire integrity of the sport.
Right. And we don't want the other girls thinking that they have to do that to get 10s.
Right.
Because they're going to hurt themselves.
Right.
That's what they said. That's BS.
Okay.
That would make me not want to play. That would make me not want to play their game too.
But that compromises the entire integrity of the sport, and they shouldn't. They just shouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case.
If Michael Jordan's the best guy on the court, the NBA didn't.
Right.
They didn't make Michael Jordan's baskets count one instead of two.
Right. But here's the thing.
Like, it's not how it works.
That's the issue, right? Simone, that's cool. And here's my take on it, because we talked about this earlier, and the Jackie Robinsons and the Muhammad Ali's,
right,
and athletes, Carl Lewis having to go run in Germany back in Hitler's day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or not Carl Lewis, but Jesse Owens, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And talking about these type of athletes, you know, that experience scrutiny beyond, you know, just not only you know, being judged unfairly off top, but dealing with those same issues in a time where it was more legal for black people to be harmed in any type of way for their athletic prowess or showing off too much, right? So I'm thinking you have to be very, to me, sports is all about encompassing and conquering the mental, physical, and spiritual. You know, which is why Phil Jackson did a lot of Zen work with the Bulls and the Lakers, right? You talk about Jordan playing in the flu game.
Yep.
Muhammad Ali coming back, you know, getting out of jail after, you know, dealing with, you know, not going to the war and things like that, and winning championships, not being able to sit in the same dining room with people. Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, breaking home run records and getting death threats. You know, these are mental things.
Yeah. Agreed.
People coming at your life, not telling you you're not going to win the medal because you flip harder than everybody else, but people telling you if you show up on the field today, you're going to die N-word.
Right.
You know, you break this record and we're going to burn your house down. To me, to go out and perform under that type of pressure, to where you walk out of your house in a world where Martin Luther King was assassinated, and think that somebody could shoot me leaving out my front door, but I gotta show up to the baseball field today and possibly break this record, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a mental.
Agreed. No, that's
traumatization.
Yeah, no, 1,000%.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm in a position of, okay, now people are making it seem like if to me, it comes across as if you have some adversity or things like that, even though you've prepared and you've done all of this work, now you hit with some adversity, it's okay to quit now because you've had a little bit of a hard time and your mentality is a little bit off center.
I think it
is. No,
it's not. I think it is okay to quit.
It ain't.
If that's how, no, it ain't, bro. It is, bro.
We creating a world of pansies.
Look, it ain't. I mean, I agree that you can't just quit because you had a bad practice. Like, I get that.
It ain't. Your routine, but Jordan, and quit after.
Jordan quit and came back.
When?
Jordan literally left the after NBA the season, and came bro. Back.
After the season.
Well, right.
He didn't quit on his team in the middle of competition.
Okay, like, I got you. But here's the other thing we have to take into consideration. We talk about how she quit on her team.
Yeah.
And no one on her team
on the country.
Hold on, let me finish. No one on her team, not even the coach, none of the other girls on the team, have come out and been like,
okay, hold on.
We don't want you guys to talk to Simone Biles anymore because she quit on us. They all supported her.
What are they supposed to do? Tim.
If they're so mad, if she's supposed to quit on the team, then
they're at the Olympics.
Okay.
Now, what they say in private, I can assure you may not be what they say in public.
I've been on
sports teams. What are they supposed to do? If you come out and show this type of division, you're losing money for the Olympic squad. Simone Biles is on the goddamn Wheaties.
You don't get paid to be in the Olympics.
But she's on the Wheaties box. They're selling merchandise.
So?
You can't come out and bash this woman.
Of course
you can.
This
is for the greater good, Tim.
Everyone in America's bashing her.
But Tim, this is for the greater good. Her teammates have to stick by her side because if they're in the same position, they will want.
They don't.
They don't have to. But
if they choose to, that's one thing. They're not on that Wheaties box.
No, but
they ain't getting paid for that.
This is for the greater good of team sport. Like, this is bigger than it just saying, oh, she's selfish. Because you're right, it is a sensitive matter. But what I'm saying is the sensitive matter sends a bad message. Understand?
Osaka
saying, I'm not gonna even start. I have an issue. I'm not prepared mentally to play. Fine. I'm okay with that. But Simone being at the Olympics and quitting mid-Olympics.
Okay.
She quit mid-Olympics.
I understand what
she did. She didn't say, I'm not going to the Olympics this year because they don't score me fairly.
Well, then she didn't know that before she got there.
Either way. Okay, that's fine. But she still quit mid-Olympics. Simone, go out there and show them that they scoring you unfairly after they done admitted it. And I mean, make them not give you gold.
I understand
what I'm saying? Make them not give you gold and really expose them. No, she didn't even go out there and try to bring proof to the admission. She just said, I ain't doing it.
But she has done stuff since then. So what does she... That's the part I don't understand. Like she took bronze in the balance beam.
So now she has an excuse for not winning gold.
Well, I mean, there's always an excuse to not win. The other person was better. But
okay, if you don't want to give up your mantle, you start coming up with stories saying, hey, I'm not mentally ready. But maybe Lee was just better.
I think, man, so
you understand what
issue.
I'm saying? She can't
here's
leave
my...
an open-ended question if she don't want us to speculate about her not being the best gymnast
of
anymore.
Of course people
she
are going to speculate.
She won bronze in what she competed with after she
of
took the mental
people are gonna speculate.
Break.
Now, should they? In my opinion, no. But they're gonna. I get it. They're gonna speculate. People are gonna speculate. I don't think they should waste their time on speculation. I think it's silly to waste your time on speculation. I've talked about that plenty of times. What I am not okay with is suggesting that if mental anguish is arguably more painful than physical pain.
Yeah.
Possibly, right? It's arguably a deeper, longer, more drawn out hurt than physical pain. What we're suggesting to people is that if you are in a position where this scenario, this culmination of all of this stuff has come down so hard on you that you don't think you can go on, you don't think you can perform, that you should perform anyway, knowing that there's a problem with mental health in this country and that it's already stigmatic for people to not go to the psychiatrist because, oh, you have to have a shrink. What we're saying as a society is we're continuing to stigmatize this thing by saying she should have just competed anyway, even though she was having a mental breakdown.
Don't compete in the last event. Just quit altogether. Don't go win bronze. Just quit.
I mean,
all
I agree with that, actually. She should
just quit all
the
time.
If she was going to quit, she should have quit.
Why? You see what I'm saying?
I'm with
why
you.
Why even go compete in another event if you weren't mentally prepared to do the other events? You're raising questions that just quit the whole damn thing.
But here's. But here,
you understand what I'm
agree
saying?
With you.
Quit the whole thing because now somebody like me is like, well, maybe she won bronze because she wasn't as good as the other.
And that's
girl.
Fine for you to think that if you want to. But I don't know why you would waste your time
because
on
why would she not compete in
who
the other
cares?
Event?
Who cares?
The historians of the game.
I mean, but you're not one.
I watched the Olympics. I mean,
but you're not writing articles.
I'm an American.
You're not, you
I'm
know
a,
what I mean?
Like, but I'm a viewer.
You're not documenting.
No,
what
but
we
I'm
are
a viewer.
But...
Like we said, I might not be the one writing the articles, but the next door neighbor might write the articles. So when he comes and talks to his neighbor about what's going on, ideas might pop in his head that he's going to put in the paper because
that's
what we
do. That's bad journalism.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
But you can critique it to how...
It is bad journalism.
No, that's not bad journalism.
Bad journalism is reporting non-facts.
It's not reporting non-facts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Who said he was reporting non-facts?
Does he know that that's true?
He's taking a different perspective.
No. Does he know that what he said was true?
But journalism is raising the question to call into...
Then ask the question.
Yeah, you are asking the question.
You're
not, he's not saying. Nobody said he was saying anything.
No, all right.
We're raising the question. The question would be, is the mental issue the only reason Simone quit? Or was there somebody better? That's the question.
But
that's the question because the reason the question exists now is because she competed.
But
after the mental backout,
but
she still competed.
You can be. You understand how mental.
I definitely
how mentality works, right?
Yes.
You understand that today could be the worst day of your life,
yes,
and tomorrow could be the best day of your life.
Yes.
You understand that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So today, she could say, I'm having the worst mental day of my life.
It doesn't matter.
And tomorrow, she could be fine.
It doesn't
matter. I'm just playing devil's advocate of your... Because I agree with you that she should have withdrawn.
And that's why players trash talk on fields and courts, and they'll say something, and that's why they get in fights, because sometimes people do go overboard, like when Kevin Garnett told Carmelo Anthony, that's why I'm effing your wife and boning your wife, and they got into a fight on the court.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay,
right.
So Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Garnett got into a fight because he said something about Carmelo Anthony's wife on the court. Little do we know, Carmelo and Lala were going through some things, so when you touch a nerve,
yeah,
it messes with your mentality.
Agreed.
That's a part of sport. You got to keep your composure, Tim.
They didn't keep their composure.
Exactly.
The people you're giving the example of didn't keep
but
their composure.
But I'm saying that to say...
Would you have kept your composure?
Possibly.
Maybe. You don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
We don't. That's
keeping
the thing.
But you're saying... You're making it a we don't know. I don't care about whether we know or not. What I'm saying is the expectation for the viewer is for you to keep your composure. If you don't like it, don't play.
I agree.
You
she
see
shouldn't
what I'm
have
saying?
I agree that she
don't
shouldn't
play.
Have competed.
These are the rules and the barriers set up by this position and this skill and this sport. If you can't handle it, don't play. If you don't want to be a role model, don't play. Don't achieve to be, don't try to be the best. Because when you
I
reach,
don't agree with that.
Well, when you reach the highest levels, Tim, something comes with that. Don't accept the position. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you got drafted, or don't
no,
accept the position.
Because I just want to play football.
Tim,
and
something
I can,
comes with that.
I feel like I should just
want to
play football.
Yeah, you can. You can
now,
go. You can go play in your town home league, and you can go create a backyard football team.
No. If the organization tells me, look, to be on this team, you have to do X amount of like community events and things like that, then I have a decision to make. Do I want to do those things or don't I? I get that, but I can't. When I go out and do those things, though, if I so choose to do them, I'm making myself a role model now.
No, Tim.
Yes.
You're not.
Because I'm going out to those kids in the community and saying,
no, Tim.
I'm a football player.
Anytime you walk up and say, I play for the Milwaukee Bucks, or anytime somebody recognizes you for being on that team, whether you sit on the bench and they're like, that's their team. The Miami Dolphins, your team, right? You know, everybody on the starting offense.
And I don't look up to any of them.
We not talking about you. We talking about kids. But you don't look up to them. But if you saw them out in public, would you recognize them?
Some of them.
All right. So if you're seen out in public and you recognize for being a part of something that claims to be this. This organization claims to be a part of the community, a part of this. Really, they have a standard of going by, right? When you're recognized for being a part of that organization, Tim, you're a role model. Otherwise, cover your face up at all times. When you step outside and you're recognized for being a part of something, you are a part of that organization's role. You are a role model. If Fresh Prince has a expectation and they want people to do business with Fresh Prince, people come into the office that work for Tim, and every time they see Tim's worker out, he's drunk, he's in the parking lot causing fights, doing all type of belligerent shit, but they know he works at Fresh Prince.
And you start getting the same thing as role model to me, though.
It's
that's
not
the
but
same
it's
thing
representing. You have a standard, right?
Representation this and big, being a role model aren't the same thing to
you
me.
Do you want Fresh Prince?
I might
Prince
be wrong listen, in that dis, in that distinction, listen, okay, but we'll I, break I it down. Just don't feel that way.
We'll break it down because I think we have a different idea of what role model means, right? It
yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean being actively at a charity event.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
So Fresh Prince has. You want to be involved in your community, right?
Sure.
So Fresh Prince wants to have a certain imprint in the community. Once you establish...
That was clever. Clever wordplay.
Right. So once you establish your imprint, you expect those that come to work for you to follow your imprint, right? This is what we do if we have something going on, not to your standard, but you expect them to conduct themselves in a certain way, because if they belligerent, get drunk, doing all this, they get arrested, they can't show up for work. And if you're getting bad press because, say, you had a big client that saw one of your workers out getting belligerently drunk the day before they were supposed to show up to work the next day. And now they looking at him like, man, that guy worked at Fresh Prince? Maybe that's why my order was a little fucked up last time.
Whoa,
right?
Whoa, no, I'm kidding.
A little messed up. Like, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not, this might be an exaggerated.
No, I'm with you.
Or, you know what I'm saying? And granted. When you're
that's
working,
representation
well, right,
of the business,
but
though. That's
now,
not a role
right.
model, though. That's not the same
and
thing
I,
to
I,
me.
Well, I say that to say, Fresh Prince might not be necessarily what kids are looking up to, because that's not necessarily what our society has geared the masses to look up to, right?
Right.
They're not necessarily getting you to idolize the common
right.
The
worker, small business
the
owner.
The small business
whatever,
owner.
Right.
They're not idolizing that in America. What they are idolizing, though, are these big sports organizations and these big companies, your Apples, your Coca-Colas, these bigger organizations and conglomerates are being advertised. And when you work for one, in as such, you are expected to be in the community, be a role model in the community, and represent that community well. If that company or that brand starts getting call after call about, hey, I saw this, or I seen this, or your employee was doing that, you have a problem. And inadvertently, you are a role model in the community.
So,
because they don't want people thinking that they can come work for their organization and act the way you act. Do you understand what
I'm
saying?
I agree with that. And that's a different thing. That's the organization that hired you to become famous.
It's not even about
it. The organization, not necessarily famous, but the organization that hired you to be an athlete and make this money.
Not even athletes.
I'm just.
But go ahead.
We're talking about sports.
Yeah.
Athletes play sports. Okay.
Yeah.
So they hired you you signed the contract under the assumption that you were going to do those things. You're contractually, quote unquote, obligated to be a role model in that scenario. So,
it's not a contractual thing.
You just said it was. You just said
they can't play. I'm not saying that they put it in the contract saying you have to do X amount of charity events or this. No, what they put in what's in the contract. Or what comes with the contract?
You have to represent the team
bylaws
properly.
Yeah,
right.
What comes in the contract are team bylaws. You know what I'm saying? Look, Tim, if you're not the star of the team, there's plenty of players coming up that could go play on the practice squad.
Yeah,
be one on the 53-man roster. You know, there's plenty of people that can do that. These organizations need people that are gonna be good role models in the community and emulate what they expect people that are in these settings to act like. Tim, you can chop it, slice it, cut it however you wanna do it, but that is the nature of the beast. And no, it's not a standard. You don't even have to go to charity events, Tim. But there is a standard way and a role in which you need to play. Even if you not, you got some extra money, even if it's just donate a little money here, donate a little money there, you don't have to physically be there, but you need to watch the way you act and conduct yourself, which makes you pressured to be a role model even when you're not thinking that you are. Because if I was playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and I was on a 53-man roster and everybody knew, look, I'm looking at my neighbor across there, he's got a Kansas City Chiefs plate on his car. If I was on the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
They would know how much money I made. They would know that stuff plays into people's mind, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They would, something's expected in terms of the way you carry yourself for doing things like that with that organization. Otherwise, people can say, hey, that guy's a piece of shit. And you start getting bad energy. Once you start getting bad energy, you start losing things. That's the way the universe works to me.
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I just also feel like in those scenarios where the organization is basically telling you, like, you have to do these things that are positive in the community and things like that, you're being made into a role model.
You don't have to do anything in the community.
But you also might be dealing drugs on the side.
If
they find that out, they're probably gonna let you go, or you're gonna go to jail and you're not gonna get to play anymore. Understood. But what I'm
saying, everybody fakes the phone.
What I'm saying there is that just because someone is a football player or a rapper or the best guitarist or Simone Biles or whatever doesn't automatically make them a role model.
It's not true.
It is true.
These boys that come home from FSU out here in Panama City, these kids around here look up to them. They at FSU.
It shouldn't make them a role model.
They go to the high school, they play football.
Somebody from Mosley goes to go play football somewhere. I get it. Like, I understand that. But it's not their, in my opinion,
we just were born in them.
In my opinion, it's not their responsibility to raise other people's kids.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's the bottom line of my argument.
They're human.
It's not their responsibility to raise other people's kids. It's no one's responsibility.
But that's the pressure. Right?
That's unnecessary pressure.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
To whom much is given, much is tested. That's the pressure. If you want it, there's something that comes with it. That's the pressure. It's not their responsibility, but people crack under it all the time. That's what life is, Tim. That's the pressure. And people crack.
People do crack.
They cheat, they kill, they sell drugs. They crack. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of power. Aaron Hernandez, gangbanging. Killed a couple people. He cracked. He thought he could get away with it. But the microscope becomes so large the more you obtain. He had to be a damn fool to think his money. But that's the blind part of it. People think, oh, when I got money, I can do whatever. No. The microscope gets bigger. You might be able to buy your way out of some stuff.
I don't you know agree that saying? That's okay, but I agree that it happens.
So people think I'm untouchable when I get money. Not really.
No, you're definitely not untouchable.
And again, it goes back to realms. If you grew up in the drug realm and that's where you're getting your money from, you might be safe because you've known how to traverse.
Right.
But when you enter this realm where this organization is telling you, we put out to the world that this is our code, and you start going against that code of energy, eventually the energy is going to catch up with you like it caught up to Ray Caruth, Lawrence Phillips, Aaron Hernandez. We can keep going on and on and down the list. You understand? Because you're not living within the rules of the realm and you'll be extradited.
Those guys got caught doing illegal acts.
Yeah.
That's not have nothing to do with the organization. They went to jail.
Yeah. That has plenty. Like, they were making money.
They can't play football from jail.
Even if it's domestic violence. Ray Rice hitting his wife in the elevator.
In the elevator, yeah.
There's, but what's coming with that is the pressure that we're talking about.
I understand from that there's
having
pressure.
To be,
and I understand that
having to control your other half, whether it's your wife or whatever, because they have to be able to handle the pressure just as much as you. And when they're compromising,
that's
you,
a hard thing too.
Yeah, right. When they're compromising you, and they really don't understand the seriousness of the pressure that you're under, bam, you're not paying attention. I'm just saying, people crack.
Yeah.
You understand? So people crack, man, and it's the pressure that comes with all the things that you don't necessarily want, but you want the money. And you want the position, but you don't want what comes with it. There's some attributes.
Because you can want the money and the play to play the game, but not want the fame. And I know you can't necessarily have both.
Right.
You can't necessarily have both.
I don't think Jeff Bezos created Amazon thinking
he was gonna be famous. Right.
You know what I mean? Either. Or is all this responsibility with helping charities out, you know, is gonna come upon me? No, that's something that's inside of you that comes with your extension because you realize God has brought me here. I owe the Lord something. And if you can't get with the program,
but not everybody thinks that way.
They lose it. Then you're right.
I don't think Bill Gates is a God-fearing Christian, and he ain't lost it yet.
I think he lost half of it
because his wife left him.
Now, some people get a little exaggerated in thinking you got Kanye thinking they are God and doing a different mission, but I do believe these people are God-fearing. I think people take it wrong in thinking that they're not God-fearing. I think sometimes, just like...
I don't know that about Bill
Gates. Well, I think sometimes, just like the book talks about Satan or the devil and how he wanted to rise up and kind of challenge God's ideas, then too does man want to rise up.
Yeah.
Not that they're not God-fearing. They actually now think that they can challenge. They want to challenge God.
Yeah, so but if what they were the Christians, they wouldn't want to do that.
The devil was once an angel. You're saying if they were Christians, they wouldn't want to do that. I mean,
if they were true Christians,
what is religion? Religion is control. There was no religion with Jesus. Jesus was a challenger. Jesus was born under the criteria of what a Jew was, but Jesus was a challenger.
He definitely challenged the Jewish people.
Right. So there's no religion. When we talk Christian, Muslim, Hinduism, no, there's spirituality. And what comes with that is a challenging of the creation. And the devil challenged God.
Yeah.
Right?
And
he wanted to challenge the way he created things. And thus do you have man who falls underneath those plateaus of angel who gets so powerful and achieves so much mentally. And because they've dedicated themselves to something that other people have not done, they believe now that they've reached a God level. And they start referring to themselves as gods.
Then they're not being Christ-like.
Tim.
Because.
How not?
Because.
They have achieved something that none of us can comprehend.
Christ said, not your will, but not my will, but yours be done. He asked the Father, if there's any other way for this to not happen when he was going to be put on the cross and he knew he was going to be sacrificed, if there's any other way, if he was trying to be, and he was God, but if he was literally, like if he could have easily said, no, this isn't what's going to happen because I am God, but instead he humbled himself.
Right.
A true Christian would humble themselves, not try to be the... What you're
There's
saying?
Different levels people, of humbleness.
People challenging God, quote unquote, is the opposite of what humbling yourself as a Christian would be.
I beg to differ, because like any child wants to eventually challenge his father's teachings, eventually you're gonna want to challenge. Now whether you end up being right or not is a different story, but the challenge is gonna take place, and people, you do that anyway through sin as you go throughout your daily life. You challenge.
People do challenge. Yes. When you do challenge, though, you're not living Christ-like. Therefore, you're not living the Christian life.
Because you're supposed to be completely obedient.
Right. So if you're doing that, You're not, you can call yourself a Christian and do that, but you're not.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying
but that's the thing.
That those two things can live together?
No, I don't think they can live together because I don't believe in the, I shouldn't say I don't believe in, I am not, it's like Republican Democrat to me. I'm not a believer in, not a believer, but I'm not so hardcore about Muslim religion.
Right,
Christian.
Right.
I don't, to me, it's not as important of what you call yourself as it is to how you conduct yourself, because I know Christians that ain't worth two pennies.
Then they're not
that
Christians.
Call themselves right. Christian, right? But they're representing that brand.
Right, understood.
As Christian. You understand?
Yes.
So now we go back to the role model thing, right?
Right.
You're calling yourself a Christian, but Christians are expected to be role models in what way? You understand? So now you misrepresent the brand because you're supposed to be a role model in the community, even though you don't want to be, but you're labeling yourself a Christian. You're a role model to others that want to be Christians.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't label it that way. I label it, I think about it more in terms of spirituality because we're all chasing after God's heart and his likeness. So I'm not going to pigeonhole myself over here.
You should.
Especially if this particular religion starts talking about something that is adverse to, because think, a lot of Christians also were a part calling themselves Christians during segregation.
Right.
Right.
But they weren't acting Christian like.
As a Christ-like. Black man, you're setting an example for the brand.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I tend to I'm not gonna label or regulate myself to not identify as Christian before we keep going
saying,
further.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Just off of what I was born into, but I was also born into a gang of four corner hustlers.
Yeah.
So as I got older, I identified as a four corner hustler.
Yeah.
But as I became more aware and understanding,
we're gonna have to cut it short.
As I became more aware and understanding, as I knew better, I would do better.
Not short, because we're
I identified as something else. You see, I was born into something, I learned something, I identified as something different.
Yeah, and that's good. You should do that.
So, evolving. So, anyway. That was a good segment.
So, anyway, wow, we're going to have to just stop talking.
Patting ourselves on the back.
I hope we got somewhere. We don't really know if we did or
Thank you for viewing.
Thank
I
you
think
for
so.
Hanging out.
It was good.
We got to go. It's 20 minutes past our time, and the computer's about to die.
It is. So, last words.
Oh, last words. Gosh, I don't know if I have any more words. We've
I
used
give
them all
some,
up. Yeah, give them some.
Something we said earlier, especially with me, starting youth football coaching.
I do have something after this.
I will say that as parents, especially as adults, as humans, we cannot teach our children to be honorable if we're not honorable ourselves and within our own households. We can't teach them respect if they don't see respect taking place in front of them. So they soak up what they see and they are going to emulate action. So I say be what you want your children to be. Otherwise, it'll show.
I agree with that. So I want to say that I'm not a psychiatrist, first of all, but I believe in the depths of my being that the amount of energy that we put into worrying about other people's lives that we have no control over is detrimental to our mental health as a unit. Not just on an individual level, the whole country, the whole world, the whole everything. And I think that all the shows about the Real Housewives and all of that nonsense, I know it's cool entertainment and it's all that and whatever else not, but at the same time, man, that time that people are spending doing that stuff could be spent bettering themselves if they want to. If you're content with where you are in life and you don't want anything better, I'm cool with that. But people, I just don't, I feel like it's bad. I feel like it's detrimental. I feel like it's tearing us apart to an extent. And
That's because you're a person with great ambition, Tim.
It's not
us people
great.
With ambition don't, we don't like wasting our time on things that are, considered
I just think that some of these conversations that we have,
yeah,
don't, not that we have, but as people, like as a community that we have, just don't matter. And we put them up on this pedestal to make them matter more than they do. And it's
then they
just,
should, but they matter, you know, to people, because it's not everybody's a big thinker. Everybody has a role.
Yes, man.
And it's stress release for a lot of people. Some to
stress
some
me
to,
out.
Well, some to take their mind off of what's really going on, and how they're really feeling, because I think the suicide rate would be a lot higher if we didn't have some of this stuff. Because when you get to a certain age.
We'll talk about that on another show.
It's
I don't know if I agree.
I do.
Now, without entertainment.
Well, without them being able to do other things, like what's going to occupy their time? You know?
I think there's girls killing themselves every day because they want to be like somebody that's not actually what they're portraying in the in their Instagram video.
That's happening.
You
well,
know,
what are people
like,
going to do with their time otherwise?
Go to the park, man. Fish. Something.
Not with coronavirus out here now.
You can fish with coronavirus. You can go to the park, too.
Look,
anyway,
right.
We got to go. We'll talk about something else cool next time.
Great
2 weeks from now. We are
We got out. Content from this one coming, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
This one.
I'm going to say it this time. I'm Tim.
And I'm Ray.
The Grayscale is going black.